What does imposter syndrome feel like and how to deal with it? This is what we will talk about in this episode. I'm Noor. Welcome to Minutes of Fact podcast. Hi again. Welcome to the third episode. Let's talk about imposter syndrome. And the first question that comes in mind, what does imposter syndrome mean? So I would like to start with the general definition of imposter syndrome. It's when you have a persistent inability to believe that your own success is deserved or that it's been legitimately achieved as a result of your own efforts or skills. Imposter syndrome happens when people start doubting their own achievements and skills. And they may even spend time worrying that they will be found out as a so-called fraud, even though they are clearly not a fraud. And they start asking themselves such questions, who the hell do I think I am to be sharing this information? And that's clearly a toxic self-treatment. And unfortunately, it can affect anyone, regardless of their background, education or job. It's estimated that 70% of people would experience at least one episode of imposter syndrome. And you may ask, what does imposter syndrome feel like? Some common characteristics include inability to realistically assess your competence and skills, attributing your success to external factors, berating your performance, fear that you won't live up to expectations, overachieving, sabotaging your own success, self-doubt, and setting very challenging goals and feeling disappointed when you fall short. And we should know that in the earliest studies, researchers found that imposter syndrome was connected to factors including early family dynamics and gender stereotypes. But subsequent research has shown, however, that the phenomenon occurs in people of all backgrounds, ages, and genders. And the most important question to ask is how to deal with this phenomenon. First, work on your self-awareness, and I like so much this step. I'm always insisting on that point, even in my previous episodes, because it's the key. So, we need to accept yourself and know your abilities. All you need is focusing on yourself, not on others. And here comes my next point. Stop comparing yourself to others. Like, stop wasting your time on others rather than you. Prioritize yourself, not others, and know that you're special enough. Everyone actually goes through a unique journey, and you have your own journey to look for. Third and important step, identify your strengths. Determine all what you are good at. The point here is focusing on your positive side, and basing on that you can go forward. And don't forget to practice self-compassion. Be gentle and kind enough to yourself. No one can treat you better than you. Next, learn to embrace failure. Admit your mistakes. And by the way, this is the subject of my first episode. Don't hesitate to go and listen. Okay, next. Set realistic goals. Means that you should focus on things on your direct control. Don't put too much pressure on yourself by setting unrealistic goals. Next, reframe your thinking. Take out negative thoughts by focusing on your accomplishments and abilities. believe that you have enough skills, talents, and expertise to progress through and to achieve your own success. And speaking of success, here is my next point. Celebrate your successes. Take a moment to acknowledge and appreciate your achievements, regardless of whether they are big or small. Because giving yourself credit for all the things that you have accomplished so far is a great way to reinforce your self-confidence in a positive way and also fight imposter syndrome at the same time. Last one, keep a success file. And by that I mean to create a file or a journal where you record your accomplishments, positive feedbacks, and praise from others. So when imposter syndrome strikes, refer back to the stuff in this file to remind yourself of your achievements and the impact you have made. And I'm taking the chance to share with you guys my online business about journals, journals on demand. And if you are interested in journaling, go and check my Instagram account. I leave it in the description box. And welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you have other suggestions about next episodes, don't hesitate to contact me on Instagram, Minutes of Fact. I leave it in the description box. And I hope my content meets your expectations. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.